Have you printed out the free coloring sheet for this lesson? You can download and print it at the link in our show notes. And you can access full lesson activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and our themed Bible and nature scavenger hunts in the Nat Theo Club. When you join, you receive new resources every week and access to all our back content. Dive deeper into God's creation and the Bible in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Have you ever seen a brand new baby animal? I remember when I was a young girl and our pet cat had kittens. They were so tiny and all wrinkly with soft, short fur, and their eyes were closed. It was very sweet watching their mama, our pet cat, take care of them. Years later, as an adult and as a mom myself, our family had the opportunity to raise quail eggs, which hatched into quail chicks. They were tiny, only about the size of maybe a big bumblebee, but they could walk on their thin little legs right away. Unlike my cat and her kittens, the baby quail did not need their mother. Instead, they hatched out of their eggs, ready to walk and explore and find food by themselves. These were two very different experiences of watching new baby animals. Today, we are going to learn about a very interesting animal and the unique ways its baby grows up. We are learning all about the panda bear. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We will discover, is a panda really a bear? And do pandas only eat bamboo? Why are panda babies so tiny and pink? And how can we practice depending on God? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including CTC Math. Listeners, if you want to better understand math without all the struggle, CTC Math can help. With their online video lessons, you control your learning. You can pause, rewind, or repeat as much as you need until it clicks. Practice with interactive questions, get instant feedback, and watch your confidence grow with every lesson. Parents, you can track progress with easy-to-read reports and see real results, even from the first lesson. This has given me so much peace of mind knowing that none of our math time is wasted, but every lesson is growing my kids in math skills and confidence. Try CTC Math for free today at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. Did you know that science gives us evidence for God? The Science Dilemma video series is designed for families just like yours, with captivating video units that encourage students to dig deep into life's origins and the evidence for God as creator. Dig even deeper with the accompanying hands-on workbooks and games that help students grasp scientific ideas at a level they can understand, engage with, and remember. The Science Dilemma is perfect for middle and high school students, but even my elementary kids loved watching the Origin series and growing in faith and scientific understanding. Go to the link in our show notes and use the code NAT25, that's N-A-T-25, to save 25% on the Science Dilemma Origin of Life series. It's time for our trivia question. How many pounds of bamboo can a panda eat in a day? A, 5 pounds, B, 15 pounds, C, 30 pounds, or D, 40 pounds? Again, how many pounds of bamboo can a panda eat in a day? A, 5 pounds, B, 15 pounds, C, 30 pounds, or D, 40 pounds? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, be sure after this lesson to click over to the bonus video. We will take a closer look at how bears use their paws, and I'm going to share with you videos that I took of black bears using their paws to get food they need in the wild. You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. If you want to dive deeper into God's wild and wonderful world, join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes. You will gain instant access to our weekly activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and our Bible and nature scavenger hunts. Many times on Nat Theo, we talk about things in nature that are not what they seem. On lesson 7, we discovered that a roly-poly, or a pill bug, is not a bug at all. And on lesson 41, we discovered that prairie dogs are not dogs. On lesson 69, we learned that water striders, which are often called water spiders, are not spiders. And on lesson 87, we learned that the peacock mantis shrimp is not a peacock, or a mantis, or a shrimp. As we explore God's wild and wonderful world, it's so important that we look closely at the magnificent details of nature and everything God has made so we can understand what things are and what things are not. However, today's animal is a little less tricky because a panda bear, also called a giant panda, is indeed a type of bear. It is classified in the bear category called Ursidae. The Ursidae, or bear family, includes the giant panda, sun bear, sloth bear, spectacled bear, American black bear, Asiatic black bear, brown bear including grizzly and Kodiak, cave bear, and the polar bear. This question about whether a panda is truly a bear, it puzzled scientists for a long time. Can you think of why that might have been? Maybe it's because panda bears look and act differently from bears we are more familiar with. However, they might not be so different after all. We might think pandas are different because they hold and eat bamboo, which seems unique from other bears, such as a grizzly bear. Panda bears have front paws that are a little bit different from other bears. Like other bears, they do have 5 digits, like fingers, on their paw. However, a panda bear also has a long part of their wrist bone that acts like a 6th finger, kind of like a thumb. It is called a sesamoid. So we might see a panda bear holding and eating a stalk of bamboo and think it's very different from other bears. But I've seen some bears act in similar ways. Here in Colorado, we have many black bears, which, as we learned on lesson 9, are not always black. Many of our black bears here are a cinnamon brown color. My family and I, we saw a large one just last week as we were driving down from the mountains. And right now, there has been a mama black bear with 2 cubs hanging around our neighborhood. We recently watched a black bear climbing across a steep hillside and using its large paw to grab branches and eat berries. God designed black bears with lips and a long tongue that can easily pick berries from branches without swallowing the entire branch. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to watch a large black bear in Alaska. She carefully climbed way up high in a tree, around 30 feet up. I wondered why she had climbed that far up in the tree, but then I watched her carefully grab a branch with buds on it that she wanted to eat. She grasped it with her big paw, placed it in her mouth, and carefully climbed back down the tree. She had climbed way up there, just to get the exact branch she had her eyes on. Even though black bears don't have the sesamoid thumb that panda bears do, black bears are still well designed to use their massive paws to get the food that they need. Scientists also used to wonder if pandas were truly bears because their skulls are shaped a little bit differently from other bears. However, this understanding changed when scientists looked closely at the DNA of pandas. DNA is the instructions inside the tiny cells in all living things. You see, God wrote specific DNA instructions to build different things in nature. When scientists looked closely at the DNA instructions in pandas, they found similarities to other types of bears. And this makes sense because God used similar instructions to create different types of bears, including the panda bears. Isn't it amazing that God created humans smart enough and curious enough to make technologies that can look into the tiny, microscopic cells of living things and see their DNA? From that DNA, we can see God's signature in everything that He has made. We can appreciate the wisdom and wonder of it all as we read in Psalm 104, verse 24. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. So pandas showcase God's creativity and His wisdom, and they are considered a true bear in science. They live in the country of China, and they have an amazing comeback story. Although they were once considered endangered or in danger of going extinct and having no more panda bears, they are now considered vulnerable, which is much better. Although there are still only around 1,800 pandas in the wild, that is more than there used to be. People have worked hard to protect habitat for panda bears so that we can enjoy these magnificent creatures that God made. Another reason people long thought that pandas were not bears is because they mainly eat only plants. Let's look closer at a panda's bamboo diet. When people think of panda bears, they often think of bamboo. Pandas are well known for eating a lot of it. But what exactly is bamboo? This might surprise you. I know it did me when I learned about this. But bamboo is grass. Bamboo is a type of very tall, fast-growing grass that grows in forests, mostly in Asia. Some types of bamboo can grow almost 3 feet or around 1 meter every day. And some types can grow as tall as 100 feet or around 30 meters tall. And it's a good thing that bamboo grows fast because pandas need a whole lot of it. Around 99% of a panda's diet, so almost everything that it eats, is bamboo. Once in a while, it might snack on a small animal or an egg, but almost every bite that a panda takes is bamboo. This is another reason why some people thought maybe panda bears are not true bears, because they mainly eat bamboo and not meat. It is true that some bears eat a whole lot of meat. For example, the Kodiak brown bear eats a ton of salmon in the summer months. And polar bears eat mostly seal along with some birds and fish. But many bears do eat a whole lot of plants. In fact, black bears, they eat mostly plants. Around 75 to 80% of their diet is made of plants, including grasses, sedges, berries and other fruit, nuts, and roots. Recently, my husband and I were hiking up high in the mountains in the wilderness. And we must have been following the trail of a black bear, because every half mile or so, we found a big pile of bear scat, or poop, in the middle of the trail. Each pile of poop was very blue in color and full of seeds. As we were hiking, we noticed many bushes called twinberry honeysuckle that have big, deep purple-colored berries. Many of the bushes were also missing their berries. By the looks of the berryless bushes and the color of the bear's poop piles, my guess is that this bear was eating a whole lot of twinberry honeysuckle berries. As black bears get ready for winter, they can eat up to 20,000 calories every day. That is a lot of food. It's around 10 times more than an adult human might eat in a day. And listen to this. Most of those calories are from plants, including berries. You need to eat a whole lot of berries to get 20,000 calories. The point is this, listener. God designed other bears to eat a whole lot of plants. The panda bear is a bit extreme, with around 99% of its diet being bamboo. But it's not that different from a black bear filling its belly with berries. Pandas will eat, mostly bamboo, for around 14 hours every day. That means that most of the time a panda is awake, it is eating bamboo. Why do you think it eats so much bamboo? Bamboo actually doesn't have a whole lot of nutrients in it. It's kind of a tough material because it has a lot of cellulose in it. Cellulose is a strong material that makes up the cell walls of plants. It's what gives plants their shape and helps them stand tall as they grow. Cellulose helps plants grow and stand tall, but it's not easy to digest and it's not very nutritious. So to get the energy they need, pandas have to eat a whole lot of it. It's kind of like if you only ate celery. Celery would not fill up your belly very well, and it wouldn't keep you feeling very full for long. So you would have to eat a whole lot of it throughout the day. While eating a diet of only celery might give you a stomach ache or make your teeth or gums sore from all of that chewing, God designed pandas just right for their tough bamboo diet. Along with their sesamoid bones that kind of act like a thumb, allowing them to grab and hold bamboo, pandas also have wide, strong jaws in their face for chewing. They also have flat molar teeth to crush bamboo in order to release all of the nutrients. And they have a throat lined with mucus to protect them from splinters from the bamboo plant. Getting the food they need is important for pandas every day, but especially when a mama panda is pregnant or nursing a baby, which brings up a great question from one of our listeners.
Hi, my name is Ezra, and I am 6 years old. I live in Florida, and I had a question for you. Why are pandas so tiny and pink when they're first born?
That is a great question, Ezra. Why are pandas so tiny and pink when they are first born? Panda cubs only spend, on average, about 145 days in their mother's womb. This is much shorter than other types of bears, such as grizzly or black bears or polar bears, that can spend more than 200 days growing inside of their mother. A mother panda will normally only give birth to one baby at a time, and that baby is called a cub. Panda cubs are born very small, only weighing around 3 to 5 ounces, or about the weight of a stick of butter. They are born with their eyes shut, and they cannot move on their own. Do you remember at the beginning of our lesson I told you about when I was a young girl and I watched my cat having kittens? The kittens are born with their eyes closed, and it takes around a week or maybe a little more for the kittens to open their eyes. Well, it takes much longer for a panda cub. A panda cub's eyes remain closed for around 6 to 8 weeks. That is up to 2 months. And a panda cub is so tiny that it takes around 3 months for it to gain enough strength to begin moving around on its own. Panda cubs have pink skin. When they are born, they have very little fur covering their skin, which is why they look pink. Some of their skin will stay pink. However, at around 8 to 10 days old, the skin turns gray in the areas where black fur will grow. By 4 weeks old, they will be covered with white and black fur and will look a whole lot more like their parent. Because they cannot see or move on their own for so long, panda babies depend on their mother. When an animal baby is dependent on its mother from birth, it is called an altricial species. What does it mean to be dependent? To be dependent or depend on is to need someone or something to help you, support you, or take care of you. The opposite of altricial is precocial. Precocial animals are born or hatched ready to walk, run, and find food right away, and they are not very dependent on parents after birth. So panda bear cubs, being altricial and dependent, they are a beautiful picture of a baby depending on its parent for what it needs, and how, in a similar way, we depend on God for everything that we need. even tiny pink panda bear cubs grow up, learn to walk, and find food on their own. Just as we grow up, learn new skills, and how to take care of ourselves. Maybe you remember learning how to brush your own teeth, or carefully cut up an apple, make your bed, grow food in a garden, or cook an omelet or grilled cheese for lunch. Like a panda, we also grow and become more independent, relying less on our parents. However, I want to challenge that even as we become less dependent on a parent or caregiver, we should become more and more dependent on God. Do you remember what the word altricial means? Altricial is when a baby depends on or needs its parent for some time after birth. In a way, we should always be altricial, not on our parent or caregiver. No, we should keep growing and learning so we can become more independent and helpful. But we should be altricial, always depending on God for everything we need, including wisdom and strength. Think about a baby panda cub depending on its mother. It cannot see, so it must trust its mother's instincts and direction. In a similar way, we can trust God's knowledge and wisdom. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." A panda cub, it cannot see, and it needs to trust its mother's understanding. When we cannot see the way ahead and we don't know what decision to make, we do not need to be afraid. Instead, we can depend and lean on God's understanding and wisdom. And we can also depend on God's strength. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you." Listener, it's a wonderful thing to grow up and become wiser and stronger and able to help others. However, as we become less dependent on a parent or caregiver, we can become more and more dependent on God, trusting His wisdom and strength for everything that we need. It's time now to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hello, my name is Theo. I'm 6 years old. I would like to learn how trees produce oxygen.
That is a great question, Theo. How do trees produce oxygen? Plants, including trees, are called producers because they make their own food. To do this, they need three main ingredients. The first ingredient is air. Plants take in air through tiny holes in their leaves, and that air has something called carbon dioxide, which we breathe out, and that is one of the ingredients for their food. The second ingredient they need is water. Their roots pull up water from the soil, which is another ingredient. And third, they need sunlight. Plants are green because of a special pigment called chlorophyll. Chlorophyll soaks up the sunlight and uses the sun's energy to mix the air and water together and to make food. This food is called a carbohydrate, and it helps the plant grow, make flowers, and produce seeds so that more plants can grow. But there's also something left over, oxygen. The plant doesn't need all of it, and so the extra oxygen escapes through the holes in the leaves. That oxygen is what we breathe in. Isn't it amazing how God designed us to give plants what they need, carbon dioxide, and plants give us what we need, oxygen? That is a pretty excellent and smart design. Thanks for your great question, Theo. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, remember to click over to our bonus video, where I am going to share with you videos that I have taken of black bears using their smartly designed paws to get the food they need in the wild. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. How many pounds of bamboo can a panda eat in a day? We learned that they eat a whole lot of bamboo, but exactly how much? A, 5 pounds, B, 15 pounds, C, 30 pounds, or D, 40 pounds? The answer is D. Panda bears can eat up to 40 pounds or around 18 kilograms of bamboo every day. It's a good thing bamboo grows so quickly. Now it's your turn to explore. Watch animals using their hands or paws. Maybe your cat uses its paw to press down on a pillow and make it cozy, or your dog uses its back paws to cover up its poop. Maybe you can find a squirrel using its hands to hold an acorn, or a rabbit using its front paw to groom or clean itself. As you watch these animals, consider how God designed the panda with its special sesamoid thumb to grasp and eat lots and lots of bamboo. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on the panda bear, please take a moment to send it to a friend. And subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.